Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hello and welcome. We are so glad that you have joined us today. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country, and we here at Flyover are trying to inspire 80 million people. Yes. To do one thing every single day to save their own country.
And that's what it's going to take. Today's episode is going to be very empowering, very educational.
It is.
You're going to get a bucket of cold water with some information, but you're also going to walk out, hey, what can I do? And that's what it comes up to. Wake up, speak up, and show up. Today's episode is brought to you by MyPillow.com. If you use promo code FLYOVER, you can get massive discounts on everything in their store, from dog beds to towels to bathrobes, yep. You name it. Right now, they're running massive specials and sales on pillows specifically. And I know it's kind of their most famous thing is the MyPillow.
Yeah.
And a lot of you have been looking at this and thinking, hey, when am I going to get mine? When am I actually going to jump in and do it? And you've been thinking about it. Well, right now, they're doing some flash sales on the actual traditional MyPillow.
My favorite one is the premium pillow. This is the lowest price they've ever had. You can get them for $29.98 for a standard, $34.98 for kings when you use the promo code FLYOVER. One of the things you want to make sure that you do is find your support level. So when you click that, it's going to ask you a few questions. You answer the questions, and then it's going to tell you which pillow is the best pillow for you, and then you can order from there. But to get those prices, the lowest prices they've ever had, my favorite one is the premium on the MyPillows.
So you can get in there, check it out, but jump into the games. Also, we love Mike Liddell,
yeah,
because
supportive.
You know what? He employs American workers. He builds a Yeti level quality of a product in every single way. He's been banned from the retailers. His banking just canceled him this last weekend for being a conservative, for supporting the election audits, for supporting the things that we are about, for trying to save our country. If you're taking your time out to jump on this show with us, we know you think the same way.
Yes.
You're all about trying to push back against the darkness, trying to save our country. That's what he's doing better than anybody else. So this is a way that you can support him and get an incredible product and
support us at the same time. We really do appreciate it. You just go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code FLYOVER. You can get up to 66% off and get those incredible deals, the lowest prices they've ever had on the My Premium pillows. So David, I am so excited about today's show. Make sure you get out your notes because you're going to need a notebook. You're going to need to be ready to take notes and be prepared. There's some action steps at the end. So David, tell us about today's guest.
Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we have a special guest that you guys know and are familiar with. And the title of today's talk is The Truth About Ukraine. I want to tell you on the outset, you're going to see a lot of images. You're going to get a lot of information. This is an episode you want to share because the American people are being duped. They're not in the right frame of mind. And quite possibly, the country that you live in, love, and support is being cast as the villain in this entire movie. And you want to be aware. You do not want to be played. Nobody could break it down for you like Mel Kay.
Yay! So welcome, Mel! Woo!
Thank you, guys. It was so much fun. I love every time we hang out. We do these meet and greets. It was such a great time in Phoenix. I call it Phoenix Rising. We had an amazing time. And thank you so much. I can't wait to see you next time. We're going to be in Oklahoma, and then we're going, where are we going? Ohio.
Yep.
So it's such a treat to be on the team with the Flyover Conservatives. I'm so happy to be here.
It's a great thing. It's like God, there's so many people that have this, some version of God is calling them to rise up, risk a lot personally, people in the medical field and the political arena and military and the religious circles and pastors and prophets. Like everybody's kind of laying down their life and sort of coming together and saying, hey, what's the thing I can contribute to help save America? And you've done this really, really well with themelkayshow.com. It's a website. I want to make sure people know this on the outset because they're going to get a lot of data, a lot of information. Go to themelkayshow.com. There's a resources section. You want to register for the newsletter. You can continue to get updates. Social media, there's a lot of presences that are suppressing information. The things you're going to hear today is exactly a perfect example of what's being suppressed. And so if you want to get direct access to it, go to themelkayshow.com. There's another resource I'm going to make available. It's themelkayshow.tv. It's a secured server that you can have access to all of her past shows, content in the past, and ongoing in the future in a way that cannot be suppressed and cannot be shut down or silenced. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be on the Mel Kay Show.
That's right.
TV. So make sure that you have access to that. Now, you're on the road. You're transitioning from one place to another and moving, but you called in. And so we're going to do our best to get the images on the screen as you talk about them as we go.
But this is a deep subject. As we were talking about even a little bit before, I mean, this is something everybody needs to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a place right now where, like I say, the puppet masters are being revealed, but they've been at this a very long time. We're fighting. This is why we need to realize we're fighting a battle that's been going on for centuries. And it has a group of villains at the top that seem to always show up. And I talk a lot about it, the bloodline families and all of that. But I think it's become very clear that the One World Government, New World Order plan that George Bush told us about, that Henry Kissinger mm-hmm. devised with Rockefeller, and everything that we've discussed that used to be called conspiracy theories are absolutely factual. And nobody knows it better than George Soros and his lackey at the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and their Great Reset. But I think people need to understand something about what we're being told about Ukraine, because I know many people have asked me over the years, when did Ukraine become such an important strategic mm-hmm. like event for America? I mean, we've seen this. We were duped by a false phony phone call and Trump being supposedly impeached for a phone call that never existed. What really happened was Trump knows what happened in Ukraine in 2014, which I'll get into. And in 2004 was the first time Soros and his gang with the CIA went in there. But 2014 is pivotal for what happened in Ukraine and explains where we are now. But the Trump impeachment, people need to know, Trump was watching what happened to Ukraine, a color revolution, which these people have done through the Open Society, the National Endowment for Democracy, Crisis International, and the Clinton Global Initiative. And always the UN as the front man with their responsibility to protect and their bogus claims of human rights violations and other things. But Trump questioned why we were giving $400 million worth of weapons to a very poor, probably the poorest country out after the fall of Russia in the European area. $400 million of weapons. He did not want to know why. He didn't understand the plan, though I believe behind the scenes he did. But it's becoming increasingly obvious that NATO, which is the one world government military, which has no loyalty to any of our countries, is desperately trying to start a war with Russia and honestly with anyone they can. But Russia especially, claiming that Ukraine is somehow under assault by Russia. This is absolutely the opposite of what's going on. The truth is Ukraine is held captured. Soros owns basically all of Ukraine at this point, along with a bunch of people in our own government, especially the Biden family. And they have a stockpile of weapons there. And from all the research I'm doing, those weapons were put there because when Hillary Clinton was supposed to win in 2016, they were so sure because they cheated. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. the algorithm didn't keep up with the truth, but by design. But those weapons were placed there for World War III. And this is a fact that is coming out more and more every day, and it should terrify everyone. But what people need to know is that since the 2014 color revolution, where people that are now back in power, Victoria Nuland, Samantha Power, she was the UN ambassador. Nuland was the Secretary of State under Obama running the State Department with Hillary Clinton and Brennan and the CIA and Biden, obviously, and his son. They went in there to Ukraine with the Soros, World Economic Forum, IMF, the overlords in Davos and Bilderberg. And they basically did exactly what they did in America in the last 3 years, which was they went in there with U.S. taxpayer dollars, my friends, U.S. taxpayer dollars and a bunch of money from George Soros, Open Society, NGOs, and some oligarchs in Russia. And they flooded it with NGOs that were fighting for supposed human rights, LGBTQ, pro-Nazi, pro-white supremacy. See, they did the opposite there. Here they used the black community. There they used a small faction of real legitimate Nazis, which is Antifa. Then also they did human rights for LGBTQ, which are now being persecuted. human rights for workers and labor unions, which now have no jobs. Ukraine is tantamount, if people knew the truth, to Venezuela. And people need to realize the Ukrainian people are in major danger and it has nothing to do with them. This is just like Libya and Yugoslavia, Serbia, Kosovo, everywhere that George Soros and his lackeys have gone for the one world government. And the bottom line is really is the truth is that in 2014, somehow like Donald Trump, a person, Yankovic, won the election, the fourth election, because Ukraine was part of the USSR and is really dominated by Russian citizens. He won. And instead of going with the one world government, new world order, central banking cabal plan, he decided he'd rather go with Russia. Well, from that day forward, our CIA and George Soros' NGOs and the Brookings Institute and all these players, Blinken, Biden, Nuland, Powers, Obama, they went in there, McCain as well. And not only did they make deals with all these oil companies and gas companies, Ukraine should be a wealthy nation like Venezuela. They have a lot of resources and a lot of natural gas, all kinds of things. They got involved. Remember Burisma? Well, they got involved and they all got pieces of the pie. They ousted the duly elected president and put in this guy, Poroshenko. Poroshenko is 100% owned by George Soros.
Okay.
And he is also the man that was involved with Burisma. But also, if you guys recall, the true payer play with Ukraine, when Joe Biden at the Council of Foreign Relations said that he threatened them if they didn't stop investigating his son and all of the shady deals under the Obama administration in Ukraine, that he would not give them the money that they were offered. That was to Poroshenko.
And everybody's seen that clip. That's the kind of the famous clip where he's speaking at the, I think it's a World Economic Forum.
Right.
And there, I mean, maybe it was a Q&A time. There's two men sitting there with him, but he says, you know, hey, I'm leaving here in 6 hours. You either fire the prosecutor or you don't get the $1 billion. Is that, that, is that the.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
When you're talking about.
That is what it was. But it's even worse than that, because at that time, what we were being told was that, you know, this had something to do with protection and all of that. It turns out really the sad fact is Ukraine right now is jobs. They are starving. They have no money. This very small group of people led by a foreign entity, Soros, World Economic Forum, EU, and unfortunately the United States government under Joe Biden and Obama. They're all back in there. The same people that overthrew the legit government in Ukraine, just like they did here. Same playbook. It's scary enough. Same playbook. But basically, what now is happening is that we're at a place where everything is unraveling from the Obama administration and the now Biden or Blinken, whoever, Susan Rice is running our policy. Again, she was the UN ambassador as well, involved in all the Ukraine shenanigans. So they are now, like here, running scared to get, because they don't want to get caught. Mm. So what we have now is a U.S. press, our press here, is acting like every day Russia is some kind of aggressor in Ukraine. And the first thing people need to know is if Russia wanted to have a war with Ukraine, and the U.S. would be the ones fighting it, because apparently we have tons of soldiers over there right now. They're not even in NATO, so there's really no reason for us to be there except for to protect the criminals from our country that embedded themselves in there and got incredibly wealthy. But the truth is that Russia would win any war right now. So all the fear-mongering, this Victoria Nuland, who people should look her up, the things she's done over the years are despicable. But she threatened Russia, said they have 18 scenarios. You know, I said last time they do their simulations. 18 scenarios if Russia invades Ukraine. Russia doesn't need to invade Ukraine, first of all. Second of all, the truth of the matter is, do we, the people of the United States, or the people of Ukraine, want any loss of life because there's a bunch of oligarchs and corrupt politicians and Soros that have invested in that country and stolen their wealth and resources and don't want to be exposed? Because that's all this is about. The Russian government has no reason to go into Ukraine, A. And the truth is, the Ukrainian people have no lives. They have no power. It's just like Venezuela. So I thought it was important for people to really understand the big picture of what's going on there.
Well, and you know, globally, this kind of ties in with you know, a lot of things that are happening at one time, because the wealth of a few, the right. disparity of it has gotten so strong. There's, I think Breitbart did an article today that came out that said that the 10 wealthiest people in the world have more wealth than 2/3 of the population of the planet. 10 human beings, or right. 10 individuals mm-hmm. have acquired more wealth, but they've doubled their wealth on average. These 10 people have doubled their amount of wealth in the last 12 months, while the mm-hmm. global economy has taken a bigger dive
yep.
than any time since 1929. So this disparity, you know, they called it the prophets of doom. We just put it on the screen. So you have that group of people, and it's the same kind of corruption that allowed them to profit from the loss of wealth, this transference of wealth from the middle class being destroyed, mm-hmm. their businesses, and going to a couple of people. That is literally what's happening in the Ukraine as well. There's
right.
a few major powers that run the gas companies, oil companies, mm-hmm. and they're pilfering it and pulling all that wealth out, and it's going to a few individuals like Soros and the ones, the Biden crime family, that are in position to capture all this.
Yeah, and of course, always the Bank of International Settlements, which I call the Davos Bilderberg Crown Crew, they're always involved at the very, very top. And the truth is that what they did to Ukraine, again, people should know, is they have given them loans like they did in every war that landed 214 countries in debt slavery to the foreign central bank, where the headquarters is in the Bank of International Settlements, the Rothschild banking cabal, basically the central bank. But so just like with us, with our Federal Reserve, they gave us loans to rebuild our country after a war that they paid for both sides, and then loans that we could never repay. Well, Ukraine's in that now. But the American people should also know that between Bush, Clinton, and Obama, and us now, we've given over $100 million to the Ukrainian government.
Wow.
To start community groups, academic and cultural institutions, and other things like that. And this is in tandem with George Soros giving hundreds of millions of his own money to buy Ukraine. Right now, basically, George Soros owns Ukraine. And of course, with him, there's always people above him. He's the top of the rung in what we see. But there are demons above him. And they hang out in Geneva and Brussels. I mean, he's at the top rungs, of course. He was the head of the Council of Foreign Relations for 12 years and then handed it off for the rest of the globalists to take part. But I do want people to know that we're seeing a lot of news stories coming out, right, that it's Russia. And don't forget, the big problem with Russia and the reason NATO and everyone and Blinken and Biden and all these people want war with Russia is because Russia is refusing the Great Reset.
Yep.
Just like China is. They want nothing to do with the one world government. They never have. The New World Order is something they say is dead. And what we need to know is that Soros finances something called the Project Syndicate, right? Which he also has this other group, the International Renaissance Foundation. And that group, along with Project Syndicate, is really where all the fake news is coming from, which should make us really, really disgusted that we are being so manipulated by the fake news media, but it's putting people in Ukraine and in America in serious danger. Because these people warned last week, I know you guys know, all of the left and the Democrats and all of their lackeys, they always say, when we say things are false flags, like January 6th, an mm-hmm. obvious false flag, when we say things are false flags, they say that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah. There's no such thing as false flag. Well, I don't know if anyone caught it when Psaki goes up there and she says, we're expecting Russia to pull a false flag in Ukraine.
Wow.
And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. So there are false flags. But then what comes out right after that, the CIA is in Ukraine training guerrilla and militia, neo-Nazis, to fight inside Ukraine, the Russian population. So who's planting the false flag yet yeah. again? In our name, with our money, by the way. So people need to also know when they ask, well, I'm reading this or I'm reading that, and it's Russia. No, frankly, it's Soros, again, in Ukraine. He has something that he controls, the two groups, Project Syndicate and another. And basically, they go out, they have 70, they, he owns hundreds and hundreds, 500 newspapers, international newspapers,
wow,
owned by George Soros Open Society Project Syndicate in 150 countries with a circulation of 70 million copies a day. And he basically teams up with all of these people and puts out this information through the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, with Project Syndicate writing the information. And he's been putting out anti-Russia propaganda so that, in my belief, I think we're in big trouble because I don't want the people of Ukraine to pay for this. And I see them setting up a false flag in that country, blaming Russia and having the American people duped into thinking that it's Russia. Russia has said many, many times they don't want a war. And the truth is that Gorbachev signed something with Reagan that NATO would not advance past a certain point. And Biden, Blinken, and Obama, with Soros' direction, have totally violated that. Now they're talking about bringing in Ukraine and Crimea. Ukraine and Crimea are basically Russian offshoots for thousands of years. So this is a one-world government play.
Yeah.
And again, people need to look, do their own research into the Council of Foreign Relations, run by Soros from 95 to 2004, and all these people, because these are the people, the Brookings Institute, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the World Policy Conference, always the World Economic Forum, International Crisis Group, Clinton Global Initiative, Bilderberg Group, U.S. State Department, the United Nations, and the Good Club are the people that are funneling and putting tons of money into Ukraine, and the people of this country and the world need to know why.
Well, let me ask you this question. We're joined today by Mel Kay, obviously the MelKayShow.com, the MelKayShow.tv as well, for a secure server to be, have access to her information ongoing. The people got to be wondering right now while they're watching, they're seeing this, it's so far removed from, you know, a farmer in Iowa, you know,
right.
Here, help close this gap a little bit. Like, why would they do this? What's the incentive other than, okay, personal gain, mm-hmm, these oil companies, and they're, you know, mm-hmm, Hunter Biden got rich in the process, and everybody, there's, you know, when you take a country and take all the resources out, there's enough to divvy up with a lot of people. But what's right. The play in empowering them against Russia? What's the advantage of always being against Russia?
Well, they're not empowering them against Russia is the hard part. They're actually making them, that's the thing people don't know. There is no real news. George Soros is controlling all the news in and out of the Ukraine. They just, 2 days ago, and he controls this this guy that's in that now, Zelensky. He's a total puppet. But the truth is, the people of Ukraine are suffering. The human trafficking and child trafficking there is off the charts. The poverty, the famine, while all these people, especially these people from the Obama regime, got so rich. These people in Ukraine are living in poverty beyond comprehension. And nobody talks about it because it's hidden from the public. And they don't care if they die. They don't care if the innocent people there die. This is a war, a proxy war by the NATO, CIA, and the UN, their overlords, World Economic Forum, all of them, because Russia is refusing the one world government. And we're watching other former Russian USSR members, including many of the ones, a lot of the things we've seen lately with Kazakhstan, Belarus, with Poland, Hungary, all these other countries, mm-hmm, they're looking at the EU and they want out. I hear the EU's broke. So why do they need to do this? Because what makes the most money for the one world government is war.
War.
True.
Yep. They need war.
Always
they
has.
They do not care how much life is wasted. So they are creating a false narrative about Ukraine because they want a war and they want Russia to start it so that they can point and say it's Russia, not us. Well, Russia is not willing to engage. They are not willing to engage. The only thing Russia might do is go in there and take out all of Soros's plants. And if they do, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of Ukraine are suffering just like the people of Myanmar did, just like the people of Haiti, just like the people of Libya, of Yugoslavia, of Bosnia. You can tie exactly the same people I'm mentioning in this show to every single one of these countries. Every single overthrow. When you hear regime change, you, and anything the UN is saying about responsibility to protect or any of that. It is, unfortunately, U.S. taxpayer dollars through USAID with corrupt individuals in our government of the Fourth Reich working with the U.N. to go out and destroy anyone who does not want to be part of the New World Order, one world government, by any means necessary. And it usually means killing a lot of people, forcing color revolutions. And honestly, they don't care. This doesn't matter. It is top-down government. That is the only goal. That is the goal. And they are using Ukraine as, honestly, a base for their weapons. And they are sacrificing the people of Ukraine right now, openly. And that is the facts. And
where do you see this going, Mel, with if Russia doesn't bite on what right. they're trying to do, what do you see them doing next?
I see them doing a false flag in Ukraine. And it being financed by us. Listen, NATO needs to be stopped. This is completely out of control. And the people are in danger in all of those countries because of this small group of oligarchs and technocrats and phony, irrelevant monarchies. And all these people at the very top, the Committee of 300, the Pilgrims, the Davos, Bilderberg. This is the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum. It's always the same people. Mm-hmm. And right now, the people of we have to realize America is coming out of a color revolution and really waking up to the puppet masters and realizing, yeah, no, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all that, that was created by the same people that overtook Ukraine with the same playbook, overtook Libya, the worst crime of humanity I've ever seen, with the same playbook. Unfortunately, folks, we're going to find out same thing with Iraq, because there's some documents that were released that I'm going over. I don't know if they're real, but I think they are. And this is Tony Blair and George W. Bush's discussing how to go into Iraq and take down Saddam Hussein before 9/11. So, you know, what we're dealing with now is, I think, their last throes. But people need to know, we need to stand, we need to denounce what is our involvement in Ukraine. I know people think they don't matter, but in mass, we do. And a lot of people in our government want to be reelected, and it's coming to that time. So we, the people, have to say, explain to us what's going on in Ukraine, because I will tell you, Donald Trump knows everything and has it all. And this is what I was saying to you guys about, basically, before we started the show, I said, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, there's going to be a rigged election, and what can we do? And you can do so many things, because the truth of the matter is, 2022 is the biggest thing it's about is finally seeing some justice, not just for us and our country and the stolen election and the crimes of the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas and all of these people that are now back in the White House and wherever they are. But it really is the people of America and the world are sick of not seeing criminals tried and put away for real crimes and them pushing conspiracies to silence people that are calling them out. And if we can do what they just did in Virginia, in every state in this nation, and we can fight back, tell them this HR1, people, I hope they understand, HR1 is to take away the state's rights to control their own elections. This can never happen. And listen, it's grassroots, it's county by county. You guys say it, I say it. 7,000 elected officials, and right now, 95% of them are in on it. And let me tell you something, they all know what's going on in Ukraine. They all know that this is a farce, that is a money laundering operation protecting the Bidens and the Obamas and a bunch of other people, including Soros and them. But I just want people to know that this is not new, and they need to look into what's really going on in the Ukraine and why it matters. And don't forget, we had a circus of a fake, phony impeachment, and everyone was wondering what's going on with Ukraine. And this is what's going on with Ukraine. It was their ground where they were going to have Hillary Clinton start and manipulate a war with Russia. Well, as soon as they displaced Trump with fraud and, in my opinion, evil, stealing every American citizen's voice in election and vote, they started back up with the Russia rhetoric. You know, suddenly Russia's like a problem. No, Russia's not a problem. If anything, it's Communist Chinese Party. But again, guys, the Communist Chinese Party is run by the same people I'm talking about. Do you think that the World Economic Forum, Bank of International Settlements, and all them aren't in bed with the Chinese Communist Party?
Right.
They basically run every important committee at the United Nations. So, you know, I just want people to put the dots together and realize we are being lied to. Things are being done with NATO and overseas in the name of we the people with our taxpayer dollars that are pure evil. And it's really time for we the people to start calling this out and saying, we don't believe you. Mm-hmm. You're lying. And prove it. Because there's enough people out there that can and will. And, you know, we really need to reopen the investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden and Burisma in the UK. But I'll end this diatribe on good news that the alliance, as I say, is pulling a sting operation. Mm-hmm. Is Poroshenko, the puppet that they pushed in there just last week, was called out. All his assets were seized. And he was called out as being wanted for high treason.
Woo!
Yep. So what I'm telling everyone, I want them to be prepared for the truth to come out, because it's coming and I can see it coming. We've had two indictments in the last week of Obama officials fraudulently abusing the government, intellectual property, and stealing money from charter schools. And these are very close to Obama. And then we had that Mosley in Baltimore, and then the guy that was doing all the business with Biden and Obama in Kazakhstan. They just tried to pull a color revolution there and they failed because the Russians and others knew about it a week before and were there ready to stop it. But the head minister there, he got arrested for high treason in Kazakhstan, and he connects directly to Soros, Biden, and Obama. And
wow.
Running cover for this also, the media, they're also going down as well. You know, we see the Nielsen numbers have gone around a lot and been kind of viral, you know, from last quarter. But, you know, you got Joe Rogan with 11 million views an episode. And I think Tucker's right below that. There's four or five conservative outlets. Then some left-leaning ones. CNN's at number 11 with 800,000 views per episode. I mean, there's a lot of us that are having, you know, similar kind of numbers. And so the world's being flipped, and they can't run cover for these guys anymore. There was a CNN producer that went down for a bunch of sexual stuff.
Yep.
So it's like
the beginning.
They've been covering for each other, and this only holds up if they can keep everybody blindfolded and tell them something different, and that's falling down. So they don't even have that protection anymore.
Do you think Poroshenko will end up squealing on Soros?
Absolutely. I think they all will. Listen, they're caught. It's too late. They also caught the guy in Ukraine that was orchestrating the Kazakhstan color revolution from Ukraine. And they're all connected. The one person, as I've been saying, that needs to be held accountable for decades of evil is Soros and his lackeys. And the people right now in D.C. are completely a Soros. Rockefeller is above Soros, by the way. They are a Soros, Rockefeller, UN, World Economic Forum, Davos operation. The people in Washington, D.C. right now are not of the people, by the people, for the people. But even worse, they are completely owned by a foreign entity. And that is a real problem for America. So all I say is take back your states and local communities. It is not just something we're saying. This is why we go around. The truth is, D.C. was never meant to have this kind of power. They want absolute power. They have already sold us to the World Economic Forum and all of these groups. They went to Glasgow to make the final stand and say that we're handing over America, honestly, America, Canada, and Mexico as one nation state to the World Economic Forum and the overlords of the Bank of International Settlements and all the rest of them. And we've been sold out. We've been sold out, and that Ukraine is being used to perpetuate a war that the U.S. cannot win. Okay, if they want death and destruction, and they want to keep pushing Russia, listen. China already said they're on Russia's side, no matter what. If but also Russia and China are saying the whole time what I'm saying is what's going on in the Ukraine is a manufactured crisis to force a third world war that could only lead to mass death, and then what? Big financial payouts to the military-industrial complex, the NATO military-industrial complex, the crown, and the vassal states of City of London, Vatican, and D.C. And you know what? No more human life should be wasted in wars that the people of this planet don't want. All these wars are for them. And don't even get me started on the contracts that they make after the wars. All I'm saying is everyone should be pushing back. And educate themselves on what's really going on in Ukraine, what happened there in 2014 under Obama, and why it matters, because it's the same playbook they played on us. And if we don't, if we allow NATO and the CIA and all these evil demons to continue to push, Russia is the, a war with Russia is something that Russia will win. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. And nobody wants death of innocent people for a small oligarchy that won a great reset and a one world government that nobody wants. Every nation is entitled to their borders, language, culture, and sovereignty and their money. The money that they are holding, that Bank of International Settlements is sitting on, was sitting on $23 quadrillion.
Whoa.
Because of the loan debt model. I didn't even know how to write
that. Me neither.
Yeah, it's a debt model that they've done in 209 countries that I believe are part of the alliance, taking them down, as I believe we are seeing a sting operation. But I want the American people to know, I don't believe anything's going to happen in Ukraine, because Russia's not going to do anything. But if anything does happen in Ukraine, please be aware of who's really doing it.
Okay.
Man, that makes sense.
Not,
so
themelkshow.com. Also go to themelkshow.tv. But you want to go to the .com, register for the newsletter, go to the resources section, and it's the biggest hack you'll ever find, because you can do that or or spend 12 hours a day for the next 20 years and do the same thing yourself. So.
Right, exactly. So Mel, the action step was to obviously study Ukraine, find out what happened in 2014, but then also call your representative and let him know, hey, what's going on in Ukraine? I want you to research that.
Every person running for office needs to answer that.
Yeah, also no more money. No more money until they can explain what is really going on in Ukraine and what happened there with Joe Biden and his son, and why is it still not having been investigated? Because it's all connected. Joe Biden was the point person for the color revolution and the Obama regime in Ukraine. Mm. People need to understand we have a war criminal, basically, that has a position of power in our country that decimated this country of the Ukraine, and they're acting like it's Russia, and it's not. And the reason I ask people to look up Ukraine is because immediately they're going to see it's all the same players that just pulled the color revolution in America, all of them, from top to bottom, the same exact players. You go to the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, National Endowment for Democracy, USAID, George Soros Open Society, and you will find the dots connect with the World Economic Forum and the bogus fraud UN Fourth Reich, and you will be outraged. Man. You will be outraged at how there's a small group of 3,000 people that we can easily, 7 billion of us, take out, and we need to do it. We need to do it now.
Guys, the only way this message gets out is if you share it. Yep. So take this, directly text it to people, put it in your Telegram group, share it within Telegram or any of the, you know, free speech platforms that you're a part of. If you're on Getter or whatever, wherever you're at, get this episode out to people. No one else is talking about this, especially with the kind of clarity that Mel did. Mel, thank you for your time.
Much.
You are so unbelievably generous at the meet and greets. I see lines of people, literally lines of people out the door.
Love you.
Wanting to meet you.
Know,
you've made an impact in their lives.
I want to say that. Thank you guys so much for doing it. And a lot of people ask me, especially lately, like, why do you guys do this? And why do you go there? And I say that every person that I meet eye to eye, face to face, and I hear their story and I hear their fear, and that the last 3 years they've been alienated and isolated, and they all only dug for the truth, and they've been, you know, ostracized, or they've lost friends and family. And then they come to our events, especially the meet and greet that the flyover conservatives do, and they find camaraderie. They actually make new friends. They feel good and they feel positive. And then they go home and they realize, I'm not alone. And you know what? If I have to make new friends and find new pathways, I'm going to, because they're out there, and it gives people so much hope and so much encouragement. And as the events are amazing, we know that. And I tell people all the time, people don't even know that there's booths and booths of people at the Reawaken, of like people that are running for politics, people that have solutions, people that have action items, things you can do, different websites, all kinds of vendors there that are, you know, doing whatever they can to help our country and give people information. But then honestly, the Flyover Conservative meetup is, it gives people hope, and it makes people smile and laugh and feel good about themselves and good about the country and good about, you know, what they're doing, and that they're following God in their heart. And that's a gift. So I thank you guys so much.
And they're not alone. There's a lot to be said.
Link
arms. Lot to be said for them waking up and realizing, like, I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know, it's the best.
There's a wave of people. And that first wave of people are going to be there to educate the next wave. Because I guarantee, even by the end of this month, even moving into next month, there's revelations, there's things coming.
Yep.
And everybody all of a sudden, once you wake up, you look around like, oh my gosh,
They you know, need somebody to walk them through it.
How did this happen? And it's all of us that are going to walk our friends through this and say, hey, we ended up in a dark place as a country. And you know what? God is still at work and we're going to get out of it. And and I appreciate you bringing the research. You know, we need a University of Mel.
We do need a University of Mel.
When this is over. Maybe
I can get a diploma or something because I pages. Take lots of notes.
She has two pages today. She should get honorary.
I'll make you a diploma.
I would love that.
Yeah. We have to just keep fighting. But again, you guys, please tell your audience and confirm this. We heard more people talking about the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, Soros, the one world government plan, and the plandemic, and the facts and figures, and about CRT and Marxism and all this stuff that we've been talking about for 3 years. I've been going into the history, how we got here, all the people involved. But at this last event, I heard thousands of people, and then even at the Trump rally, thousands of people talking about the Great Reset and F them and their Great Reset.
You know,
and that's a good thing. I saw a lot of in anger at that we've been infiltrated by this foreign entity that has no business on this planet, let alone in America. And it was so good to see. Nobody's talking about the small issues. People are really at the big issues and realizing that this evil entity, this is what God is making put in front of our path right now to get him off this planet once and for all. Honor JFK's memory because he warned us first, and to bring back good and thriving and potential and everything they've stolen from us once and for all. So I will of course see you guys next week, but I'm also going to see you in the Oklahoma Freedom Rally.
Yep.
That's exactly right. But Dr. Sherwood, we're looking forward to
it. We got a good governor coming up there in Oklahoma. There. Canton, Ohio at the next Reawaken event we will be there. I believe Eric Trump's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of, you know, the speakers change, you know, a little bit. Dr. Salenko, there's going to be Dr. Peter McCullough, Mel Kay,
Scott McKay,
Amanda Grace,
you know, just
David and Stacey Whited.
They're my favorite too.
They're my favorite too.
I know they are.
We're probably the most fun.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank
for
you
sure.
so much, Mel. Safe travels. We love you and appreciate you.
Thank you so much for being such a bright light in this movement. You guys keep it going. There's never not a smile and encouragement from you guys for your listeners and also for me. So thank you so much.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Mel.
Talk to you soon.
Bye bye. Wow. That was a lot.
That was
a lot.
Two pages. A lot of information. 2 pages of notes. Thank you, Flyover Family, for joining us today, because that was really powerful.
You know, we're really blessed in this time. You know, like, God never leaves you abandoned.
Nope.
You're always surrounded, equipped with what you need to get through a situation. And we're finding that with the people that are rising up in this time. There is more, at least more awareness of darkness than we've ever had before.
Right.
But there's also more people stepping up. We always say everybody wanted Donald Trump to do 80 million things. We need 80 million people to do one thing to save their country. And that's what Mel helps us all do.
She does.
Be educated, empowered, be like, okay, I clearly know who the enemy is and what they're doing. And when you hear these crazy narratives on Fox and CNN and all the mainstream media, you're like, okay, here's really the thing behind the thing.
And she mentioned it. It's so true. I really think, I remember Clay Clark saying that this event in Phoenix was going to be really special. And I think 2022 is a year of a lot of people wakening up. Robin Bullock says it's a year of reckoning. And so we have events that are coming up that you are not going to want to miss. You know, we're going to be in Canton, Ohio, and we're going to be in San Diego, California, and we're going to be in Redmond, Oregon, you know, different places throughout this year. And then there's going to be more, according to General Flynn. But to find out more about these events, you know, this one that's coming up, Canton, Ohio, is coming up in February. You're not going to want to miss it. Just text events, EVENTS, to the number 40509 to get more information. That's February the 18th and 19th in Canton, Ohio.
You know, look at the screen here a second. If you're just listening on Podbean or one of these other places, when you're looking at the screen here, you got people like Eric Trump, you got Dr. Christiane Northrup, you got Pastor Mark Burns, you know.
Yep. Peter McCullough.
Peter McCullough. And, and here's what makes Clay Clark's events and with General Flynn and what they're doing so rare and so unique is a lot of events they can kind of pull together. They got sort of a, maybe a military intelligence kind of vibe or election thing, or they got medical fraud. They got doctors get together and do doctor things, or it might be, you know, led through your church and there's a prophetic, mm-hmm. you know, element. Well, they bring all of these groups together. And what's interesting when you look around the room, it's like you're going to run into people that came there for various reasons, but they all leave knowing more than they would have before. They might not have come for a prophetic conference.
Right.
They might not have come for a vaccine information mm-hmm. and medical fraud. They might not have come for military yep. intel and that in the, you know, that world. But this puts them all together. And then you get together and you high five and you hang out with people. And it's the relationships like you're seeing on the screen right now.
It's powerful.
People wearing their wake up, speak up, show up shirts and they're getting together. And they're like, hey, I have a new tribe. Some people lost a little bit of their tribe in 2020, lost a little bit of their tribe in 2021. Mm-hmm. And they're gaining it back with mutually you know, beneficial relationships of who knows what's going on in this world.
Man, those pictures make me so happy. If you are, you know, like David said, listening on Podbean or Apple, come check it out on rumble.com/flyoverconservatives or any of the other video platforms.
Or band.video. We spend a lot of time band.video over yep. there on that network. So there's technologies rising up. There's people rising up. You don't want to miss it, though. You don't want to have this whole thing go by. America's saved. Mm-hmm. Things are going on. And you like kind of missed out on getting to be a part of, you yep. know, like the founding fathers in some ways. There's that kind of transition happening in our country. It's happening. January is going to be a big month. February is going to be a big yep. month. We had phone calls from people that are insiders in different areas this morning. They're like, hey, keep your head on a swivel. Things are going on. Mm-hmm. You got to be aware. The other thing I noticed, Stacey, at this event in Phoenix was just the average person I was bumping into, and we have conversations mm-hmm. in the hallway. Some of these days, we're there at 7 in the morning, shaking hands and meeting people and doing stuff until the meet and greet night until 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
You know, so it's like that's a lot of hours, right? Constantly in front of Patriots, and it's a blast. Everybody seems to like know everything we know, you
they
know,
do. I mean, they're very educated.
They're up on the stuff, you know, we're talking mm-hmm. about this stuff every day because we have this show and this media company, but people coming in, it's like, mm-hmm. they know,
yep,
you know, and the level of awareness. And so if you're trying to get caught up of what's really going on in our country, you got to be at one of these events because it's the only way you can sort of have that kind of get ramped up mm-hmm. quickly.
And make sure that when you do call the number, after you do the 40509, you're going to get a link and you're going to also get phone number that you can call for tickets. Make sure you let them know that you're part of Flyover. There are specials that you get for being a part of Flyover. One of the cool things that's coming up is in San Diego, the first 5 people that bring their surfboards
yep.
are going to be able to surf with General Flynn. And I hear that he's actually a very good surfer.
He's an avid surfer. You yeah. may say, well, hey, I live in Iowa and I'm planning on going this and I'm not really much of a surfer. We did not say you had to be a great no. surfer. We said the first 5 people that show up at the surfboard get to spend the day surfing with General Flynn. Well, you know, maybe he'll have to coach you up. Maybe you'll, maybe you'll actually learn how to surf with General Flynn.
That's
you know?
Right.
And so it's just opportunities to find out. But if you give them promo code Flyover, you get involved in some of these extra
plus
benefits.
Discounts when you be able to do that. So make sure you let them know you're coming from the Flyover family.
Don't let money get in the way of this either. You know, it takes a lot to put one of these on. The amount of security. We were there 2 days early at the last one. They had guys going around with dogs sniffing
yeah,
everything.
Making sure and making that everything sure is safe.
That people there, you're safe and you're secure because there's a lot of crazy people out there as well that don't like you or America or mm-hmm. your God or you being there, any of this stuff. And so they're protecting you from all that mm-hmm. stuff. It takes money to do that. The tickets are $250 a piece. There's VIP ones for a little bit more, but they'll also take whatever you got. I mm-hmm. met people there that paid $20 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Everybody can pay what you can. And that's kind of how this should be.
And some people pay more to be able to make up
yep.
the difference.
There's a lot of people that mm-hmm. pay $1,000 or pay $2,000 for a ticket because say, I want this to go towards those who can't. So it's almost a scholarship kind of way. Because at the end of the day, we need all the Americans involved in saving yep. America. You save America. And then you got a bunch of stupid Americans that are uneducated.
Doesn't do you much good.
They don't know what's going on. They don't know that there's been a coup. They don't know the things that are happening in our country. We're still lost. Then they're not showing up the school boards. They're not mm-hmm. making differences. They're not running for the water commission. They're not yep. getting involved in there, helping to win their county. Then it doesn't make any difference.
That's right.
It's not one person doing 80 million things. It's 80 million of us doing one thing. Share this episode with somebody you know, you trust, you care mm-hmm. about. If you're not free to go to Canton, Ohio, send somebody else.
That's right.
Get the people that you know. Get your tribe up to speed and smart on what's going on. Text the word events to 40509. And get in the loop. Keep checking back here every single day. We're going to be bringing you the best guests, the best ideas, the best mm-hmm. content to get you educated and get you aware and also keep your light on. Keep
yes,
you full of hope.
Full of hope.
As we go through this process.
That's exactly right. And again, today's show is brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER and get up to 66% off. We bless you.
Yes.
We bless you to realize that you were born for such a time as this. We bless you to realize that you are an important piece of the puzzle. And we bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up.
See you guys tomorrow. Share this episode. Appreciate you being here. Thanks so much.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.